weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 81, well, let's see here if it's warming up, 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 94 today. It's going to be another hot one, and we've got a chance of thunderstorms later tonight, only about a 35% chance of rain. And then it'll be pretty much clear until Sunday now, it looks like. No chance of precipitation until Sunday. So that's a pretty cool one right there. All right. So Governor DeSantis, if you'd like to weigh in on the show today, by the way, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So yesterday was the deadline for the governor to sign the budget or else he loses line item veto anyway, so he'd either have to veto the entire budget or pass the whole budget. So he did a whole bunch of vetoes yesterday, and there's a bunch of news stories about, you know, $3.x million was vetoed from Escambia County's this project, and $1.6 billion was, you know, whatever, has all these things, right? But with his line item veto pen, everybody watches what gets cut, but it's important to also watch what doesn't get cut. Because it might tell you about who is, like, where his priorities are. So he vetoed $614 million in spending, but projects benefiting GOP donors and allies seemed to go right through a lot easier. In fact, I got a little story about that a little bit more. So one of the areas, like, here, let me just give an example here. The $6 million was approved. These are the things that are approved. $6 million for a police intelligence platform. It's going to expand it even further. This is the ShotSpotter program that will expand it throughout the state. $4 million for AI software to screen SNAP benefits. In other words, are people who are getting the benefits the people who deserve the benefits? So, yeah. $4 million for police hearing protection. All right, so you're seeing a little trend here with police. He's definitely giving more money to police departments in the state. $4 million for this very interesting garbage to gas project. It's in Polk County where they're trying to take garbage in the landfill and convert it to gas. $725,000 for anti-communism curriculum that will be developed for Florida public schools. Anti-communism curriculum. That's wild. I wouldn't even think that we'd need that kind of stuff in today's day and age. But it's, you know, it's just shocking to like, that's how much is growing. In fact, there's a bunch of articles I was looking at and news clips I was looking at Democrats who are running for re-election because it's, you know, we've got primaries going all around the country. And there's a bunch of these news clips of how they're promoting, like, they're the big tent party. They need to be able to have communists and socialists in the party and welcome them with open arms and stuff. And I'm like, is this really happening in today's day and age? Like, I thought we were past the communism thing, but I guess not. So $725,000 will go to anti-communism curriculum or for public schools. 675,000 will defend a 2021 social media law that was, what was that one about? I forgot what that one was. The law bars large platforms from deplatforming political candidates. It's been challenged for years by the tech industry because, for example, what if you do have a communist on there and you're a social media platform? You're like, we don't want some communists out there trying to promote their stuff, and you just want to kick them off. This law prevents them from being able to do that. The idea of the law was the opposite of that, though. It was trying to protect conservatives who were getting deplatformed. But it's still, it works both ways. Let's see here. $500,000 the governor approved for an anti-abortion pregnancy hotline. This is a company out of Texas. And apparently it's had pretty good success at, they call it an anti-pregnancy, anti-abortion, but it's more of an informational text line to give them, like, a lot of people make these abortion choices without being fully informed. And so that's what this is trying to do. And then $500,000 has been approved to test wastewater for drugs and explosives. I thought that was kind of an interesting one. I was like, really? It tests municipal wastewater for narcotics and explosives. The idea was pitched by a wastewater surveillance vendor whose parent company was retained former U.S. Attorney General William Barr and as a lobbyist. And I guess based on the wastewater, they can track drug labs based on what, something like that. So well, I was like, all right. So once again, a lot of things pertain to law enforcement that sailed through the budget, as opposed to being light on and vetoed. Let's, it's 7:15. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Bobby. It is a quiet day out there. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
So Fentress Driscoll, a Democrat state representative, she's also the Democrat House leader here in the state, she's calling out the governor for his line item vetoes, saying it was a 2-to-1 ratio of vetoes targeting Democratic priorities versus Republican priorities. And she even said, what was the amount? She gave an amount. It was significant amount right there. Governor DeSantis basically said if it's good policy, he would keep it. If it's bad policy, it won't. She's accusing him of saying good policy is just whether or not he agrees with it or not, whether or not it's his agenda or not. And I'm like, well, that is kind of how it works. If you lived in a Democrat-led state with a Democrat governor, Republicans make the exact same argument all the time. And they're like, you're not listening to our things. And he was like, well, I'm doing the things that I think that matter to the, you know, that are good policy for the state. Your bills weren't good policy for the state. And they're going to say, well, that's just not good policy for you. You disagree. You just disagree with what we think is good policy. And he's like, yeah, I do. That's why I'm a different party. So I'm like, I mean, I think it's important to note, though, I wanted to at least bring it up. Democrats in the state of Florida making an official gripe about the governor's line item vetoes. Well, one of the things that he did is not doing to the budget. It's just dealing with a bill that he went ahead and signed. He signed the Adam Anderson bill, extending digital evidence search warrant deadlines. This is interesting. So we already have deadlines here that law enforcement can execute digital evidence search warrants. In other words, if they have an encrypted phone, computer, cloud data, things like that. And they've got some sort of investigation they're trying to do. It used to be they had 10 days to execute that warrant, to get into the phone or email or whatever it might be. Then it was extended to 45 days. Basically law enforcement was like, that's not enough. Like, encryption data has gotten to be so good, and people are using these encrypted chats and things like this, and it takes so long to get into them. 45 days isn't enough. partially because the labs are backlogged. We don't have as many forensic, you know, workers and stuff like that. So we need more time. So this bill actually extends that deadline to a year. So now they now there's some people who are opposed to this bill because they feel like if you give law enforcement a year with your phone, with your computer, with whatever, then they can dig through other private data that may not even have anything to do with the case they're going after you for. And so, so I don't know. This is one of these kind of like, oh, you know, how much of your freedoms are we willing to give up in order for, you know, for safety and or to make sure we have proper due diligence in an investigation of potential criminal activity? Because you may be innocent, but they could be holding your data, holding your stuff for a year. So I get the concerns, but I think it's probably one where, like, I mean, that's the reality. We can either spend a lot more money on forensic, you know, researchers, forensic labs and stuff, or we can just give them more time to be able to investigate and try to get into the data. So, all right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. It's 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Come up here next. We're going to get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Plus, Ford and Land Rover both have a bunch of recalls to let you know about. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing the upcoming events that are on their calendar.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
If you're talking about it,
We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Excessive heat warning again today here in the Pensacola area. Actually, throughout lots of the country, but you know, we just worry about us right here. Excessive heat warning here. It could feel up to 108 degrees today. So even though it's going to be 94 heat index, it's going to be brutal, absolutely brutal. Next chance of rain showers won't be until probably Sunday or Monday. There is a chance of rain later tonight, but it doesn't look like it's a, let me check it out. This, yeah, it's still about 34% chance of rain tonight. So that's it. And the next chance of rain won't be until Sunday. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's out this week. He'll be back on Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. PJ, what you got going on with traffic?
Traffic's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Things are looking really good out there. I-10 and 110 both flowing smooth. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that's looking good too. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Perfecto. Let's go ahead and get go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David, what you got going on the news for us?
Well, Bobby, you just mentioned the excessive heat warning. That's thanks to the mega heat dome of doom that's going to make things uncomfortable for millions of people across the eastern half of the U.S. this week. And they are saying this mega heat dome is going to last well into the July 4th weekend, and it'll expand and intensify by midweek. A pair of World Cup favorites now out of the tournament. Paraguay shocked Germany in a penalty shootout to make the round of 16, and Morocco did the same to the Netherlands south of the border. The round of 32 knockout stage continues with three more matches today. And Bobby, Hollywood director Carl Rensch has been sentenced now to 2.5 years in prison for defrauding Netflix out of $11 million. During his sentencing in New York on Monday, he was given 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay back Netflix as well as other penalties.
Wait, how did he defraud Netflix?
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says he was convicted on wire fraud, money laundering, and illegal transactions last December.
Dang. All right. I guess he's probably supposed to be making a movie or something for him. And
it took the money and ran
TV series
maybe,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just went off the rails on that one. Well, that's pretty crazy. So, all right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. What'd you call it? The heat dome of doom.
The mega heat dome of doom.
Dome of despair. But yeah, dome of doom is even better.
Yeah, it's the mega heat dome of doom. It's got a good ring to it.
Mega heat dome of doom. Yeah. And that's going all around the country, but yeah, we're going to feel like 110 today. That's vicious. That's not going to be nice at all. Ford is recalling over 741,000 vehicles because of a problem with the parking system. I mean, your car may not stay in park when you need it to. If you're driving a Ford, you'll need to check to see if yours is on the list. The best way to do it really is if you have any of these vehicles that I'll lay down, just go to the Ford dealership and they can run your VIN, or actually you can just call them. They'll run your VIN and tell you whether or not you need to bring it in. Certain vehicles that are Navigators, Lincoln Navigators, or Expeditions from 2018 to 2021, Ford Explorer, Lincoln Aviators from 2020 to 2021, and pretty much 2021 F-150s. Ford is also recalling 36,000 vehicles of the Bronco, pretty much all years of the Bronco, over improperly secured fender flares that apparently can come off while you're driving. Whoa. And it can cause, obviously, damage to vehicles on the road and stuff like that. So if you have a Bronco or you've got 2021 F-150, 2020 or 2021 Ford Explorer or Lincoln Aviator, or 2018 through 2021 Lincoln Navigator or Expedition, just contact Ford to see if you got to bring it in. Land Rover also recalling 250,000 SUVs over potential airbag issue. This would be 2020 through 2026 Defenders, 2021 through 2026 Discoveries, and some 2022 through 2026 Range Rover models. Once again, just contact Land Rover in order to find out what's needed right there. Here's a stat to blow your mind. The FIFA World Cup just hit a historic ratings milestone. One game actually pulled in more viewers than an entire NBA Finals series. Yeah, USA against Turkey brought in more viewers than the NBA Finals series. So record-breaking numbers for soccer on the global stage. And, you know, something you don't really see with soccer until the World Cup. The World Cup is the time where you do start to see people starting to view games. And since USA is actually, you know, doing somewhat okay, that gets people even more interested overall. And of course, here in America, I mean, we got to face it. It's not, you know, Fox Sports, or is it Fox Sports? Yeah, Fox Sports is airing it. It's not it's not that they are it's just like Americans or like people rooting for USA. It's not like they're the reason why it's all the views. I mean, obviously we have a lot. We're the melting pot, right? We have people from all over the country who live here, who are watching the games, and they're rooting for all kinds of different teams. Let's go on Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm CJ Papa. The Supreme Court delivering its final rulings for the current term, including on President Trump's plan to end birthright citizenship.
During the arguments, which the president showed up to, first time a sitting president's done that, there's a lot of discussion about the fact that there are billions of people around the world who could be one flight away from coming here and having a child that would then automatically have citizenship. Chief Justice Roberts at one point during the argument said the world may have changed, but the Constitution hasn't.
Fox's Shannon Breen outside the high court. U.S. Special Envoys Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff in Qatar for talks on Iran through intermediaries.
Iranian officials have indicated that no direct talks will take place between the United States and Iran while in Doha. The 60-day window is meant to iron out the details of Iran's nuclear program and keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. Gas dropping 2 cents overnight, landing at 384 a gallon on average for regular. That from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. We've got 79 degrees right now. We're looking at that excessive heat warning today. And heat index already up to about 95 degrees here this morning. We'll get a full look at our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us in a few minutes. Well, a longtime Muldoon Road resident says after watching deputies raid another suspected drug house in his neighborhood on Friday, it's on residents to pay closer attention to what's happening around them.
People need to step up and actually look around and see what's going on and just make note of it. Avoid that house or whatever. Because, like you said, you never know when the cops are going to bust it. Be over there asking your neighbor for some sugar. Next thing you know, you're going to jail for fentanyl.
Deputies seized 37 grams of fentanyl during Friday's raid on Muldoon Road, and they arrested 30-year-old Jaden Duncan. The sheriff's office has now executed more than 30 drug house search warrants in Escambia County so far this year. A 39-year-old Oklahoma woman died after falling from a moving vehicle in Gulf Shores last week. Police say that Jaslyn Marie Chapman of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, was a passenger. She fell from a vehicle on West Morgan Road there in Gulf Shores early in the morning that day. She was taken to the hospital and later died despite life-saving efforts. Anybody with information has to contact Gulf Shores police. An 18-year-old East Bruton man is charged with murder after a 15-year-old girl was shot and killed on Sunday. William Sanders is charged with reckless murder in the death of Alexa Markey. She was found with a gunshot wound to the neck at a home on Evergreen Avenue, died at the hospital. Bruton police detained Sanders at the scene. Police Chief Matthew Jordan is calling it a heartbreaking tragedy for the Bruton community. Well, Governor DeSantis has vetoed $1.6 billion in line items from the state budget that he signed earlier this week. Several Northwest Florida projects were on that list. Among the cuts, $500,000 to expand the PACE Elder Care Program across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, $1.3 million for an Escambia County Hazardous Materials Response Vehicle, and $750,000 for Fort Walton Beach's Highway 98 project. Several other regional projects were also cut, including funding for Escambia County's emergency dispatch upgrades and station management systems. Florida Fish and Wildlife has now captured and killed two alligators from the Econ River in central Florida following Sunday's fatal attack on a 31-year-old woman who was swimming. DNA testing is now underway to determine if either of those gators are responsible for the attack. An FWC official is reminding residents that any body of water in the state of Florida could potentially have an alligator in it. It is 7:34 here at News Radio 92.3, now 7:35. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. Mobile Highway, clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We've got 83 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. That heat index already up to about 95 this morning. Let's check in with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a chance of rain today. 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And your next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Beer Fest, ABC at the Fish House, San Marzano Tomato Wine Dinner at Angelina's, Summer Restaurant Week at Great Southern, Jackson's and Julia, and the festive Ferragosto celebration at Angelina's, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing and will discuss topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob. Tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Spine out of place. Hey man, my school is insane. Hey man,
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Tracking a hot and humid day ahead. We'll see mostly sunny skies this morning, but showers and thunderstorms develop possibly after 1 o'clock. Expect a high near 94 to 95. It's going to feel closer to like 108, maybe 110, 105. Either way, it's going to be hot. Heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tonight, so stay hydrated. Take breaks in the AC. Tonight, storm clear out before 10 o'clock. We'll drop around 79 degrees tonight. So Wednesday stays hot, and whew, it's going to be this is a hot one this weekend for sure. Florida State University fans, football fans, a little upset right now. Apparently, EA Sports dropped their new college game, and Florida State's roster got gutted in the ratings. EA Sports significantly downvoted FSU player ratings compared to last year's roster. And, of course, it comes from, after they were competing for a national championship, like on the level of a national championship a couple of years ago. But then, they've just had up and down years the last few years. And so I guess there's EA Sports is penalizing them for their lack of consistency, I guess. I don't even necessarily know. It's kind of crazy. But they the fans are pretty upset. So if you're an FSU fan and you like to play EA Sports college football, you may not want to play with your team, is what it sounds like. Oh, boy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, went on Fox News this past weekend, basically said that big tech companies think that they're running the country, and she wants to break them up. Here's the thing. It's not really a fringe idea anymore. Both Democrats and Republicans are weighing in and saying they might just be too big. We might need to get to exercise some antitrust action and start breaking up these companies a little bit. Both Democrats and Republicans getting frustrated with it, how much power Google, Meta, Amazon have. And she says that she says big tech wants unchecked power. They think that they're the governments and they need to be, so something needs to happen with them. We need to break up a lot of these companies that are far, far, far too big. We also need to be instituting consumer protections for people. In an interview published earlier this month, Apple CEO Tim Cook told the Wall Street Journal that his company is raising its prices in an attempt to counteract the rising cost of memory and storage chips. AOC and Bernie Sanders have pushed over legislation that would halt construction of every new data center until there are strong enough national safeguards in place. They would mandate government reviews of AI products, any AI product. It would halt mass job displacement and restrict rises in consumer electricity prices. This is the bill that they've introduced. I don't think this bill is going to get anywhere. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to say you can't let AI take jobs, but you can't do that. it's going to happen. But this is how Bernie Sanders explains it. A moratorium will give us time to understand the risks, time to protect working families, time to defend our democracy, and time to ensure this technology works for all of us, not just for a few. Now, there's a part of me that totally agrees with that, and there's a part of me that totally disagrees with it. I get what he's trying to say, and it's one of these things where I think there's good intention here. You're worried about the people who are going to lose their jobs, and I get it. You're like, oh, man, AI snuck up on us. And so now people are losing their jobs left and right, and they're not going to be able to find a new job if their job gets replaced by AI. Well, it didn't really sneak up on us. A lot of businesses knew that this was coming, and they've known for years and years and years. Individuals, we could have known it's coming if we paid attention, and maybe we did or maybe we didn't. I know I have family members who have been helping their company implement AI, fully knowing this is going to take my job. So I get it, but this goes back to big companies and big tech companies and is there some sort of antitrust violation going on? Are these companies now too big? And should something happen to break them up? And I think there is some legitimate argument there. It's just whether or not it's something that can actually be done under antitrust laws, or have these businesses structured their business in a way that they're protected by antitrust. Speaking of technology, though, here's some good news stories when it comes to technology. And restore your faith in humanity. In Germany, they figured out how to save hundreds of baby deers from getting killed by mowing machines. Say what? Yeah, apparently, but thousands of fawns, like baby fawns, die annually in Germany every spring during the mowing season because they freeze when scared instead of running away. Bavarian Wildlife Rescue uses thermal imaging drones to spot the hidden fawns in tall grass now before the farmers mow. And then they get these drones to basically go, not just identify where they are, but trying to scare them and get them to move and relocate. So the method has already saved hundreds of these baby fawns in Germany, just using thermal imaging drones to spot them. That's pretty cool. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks, Bobby. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. 9 Mile westbound is running heavy between I-10 and Pinecone Drive. Also seeing backups on Pinecone as a result of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Another good news story from the tech world. Here's something wild. Engineers over at the University of Texas just figured out how to make a jacket, like a coat, jacket, that pulls drinking water out of the air. Wow, that's pretty cool. I already know there's machines out there. You can get almost like a drinking fountain, when you have a water cooler. And this water cooler will pull humidity out of the air and create drinking water. And depending on how much humidity is in the air, like here in Pensacola, we could get a gallon of water a day out of the air. But in drier climates, they're able to pull water out of the air and get a pint, 2 pints, or whatever it might be. And they're still able to generate water. So I know there's these machines. They're kind of expensive. Takes a lot of maintenance to clean them and stuff like that. But now University of Texas scientists have figured out how to pull drinking water out of the air in this jacket. We're talking like a pint and a half a day just by wearing the jacket. It could be very beneficial in multiple different ways. It uses an advanced fabric technology to extract moisture from the air and convert it to drinking water. Produces 1.5 pints per day, enough to make a real difference in drought areas or emergency situations. Potential applications, disaster relief. Oh, yeah, think about that. If you have a hurricane, hard to get good drinking water, go put the jacket on. Go get the water jacket. Hiking, outdoor enthusiast. Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. No longer carrying your pack full of heavy drinking water. Instead, you just generate water as you're walking and as you're out there, out and about. So it's still just in prototype phase. I mean, they just now, just now came up with it. But that's a cool story. It's a positive thing that we're seeing right there. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Shifting topics here a little bit to the Supreme Court. So first of all, today the Supreme Court basically said that they're going to go ahead and make all of their decisions today. They get all their decisions going on, which include birthright citizenship, as well as transgender athlete bans and campaign finance. So let me start with campaign finance one. The Supreme Court is going to rule on a GOP challenge, a GOP-backed challenge, at how much money candidates can spend in coordination with their own political party. So basically, this actually comes from J.D. Vance, who, when he filed the suit, he was still just a senator. And so it's J.D. Vance, the Republican Senatorial Committee, and the Republican National Republican Congressional Committee, and a former congressman all filed suit arguing that there's a current provision that limits how much they can spend in coordination with their own political party, and they're suing saying it violates the First Amendment. The Supreme Court's going to rule on that, and we'll get the ruling today. Then you've got the 14th Amendment challenge. President Trump signed an executive order that changes or has restrictions on birthright citizenship. And the 14th Amendment guarantees citizenship to all persons born on U.S. soil and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So, this executive order, it's not going to because of the legal citizenship to at least one parent with citizenship or permanent legal status. So what happens is babies born on enemy warships in foreign lands or children of foreign ambassadors, things like that, do not count as birthright citizenship. That's going to have a ruling from the Supreme Court today on whether or not that can stand. And then transgender athlete bans. Idaho became the first of more than two dozen states to ban transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports. And this particular case is reviewing Idaho's ban and West Virginia's ban. Of course, if they rule that those bans can stand, then the 23 other states' bans will also be upheld. So that's when those things will come out today, amongst other things that they have going on. Real quick here, a rundown of what happened yesterday. Actually, no, let's go ahead and get a quick break. When we come back, I'll give you a rundown of what the Supreme Court ruled on yesterday. That's next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Because you like to do that thing. You want to install HVAC. You want to give medical or legal advice. You want to repair cars. You want to build roofs. You know, whatever the case may be. But then when you grow and you get employees, you have to deal with things that you don't particularly want to do. The red tape kind of stuff. Employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll. I mean, none of that stuff is fun, at least not for you. You got into business to do what you like to do. Well, let somebody else who got into business to do the stuff you don't like to do it for you. That's where Torgerson Consulting comes in. You know, we've been using them for 5 years. They've actually been in business for 25 years in the Pensacola area, helping businesses just like yours take care of this stuff in a way that makes your employees as happy as possible. You know, finding the best plans, giving them choices, scouring the marketplace to find the best stuff. How do I know? Because we've been using them for 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. And I am a big thumbs up. My wife, who's an industrial engineer, very hard to please on detail-y type things. And she says, oh, no, they're great. I just recently listened to Reed Torgerson give a presentation to the Milton City Council about their benefits packages. Brilliant. Dry and boring, but brilliant. It was a fantastic analysis. So find out what they might be able to do for you. Might be better. Might not be. I don't know. But in either case, no obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check him out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in Thursday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela Sherrill and Will Maven, realtors with Cannell & Company Realty, we'll be sharing insights on today's market, what buyers and sellers need to know right now, and discuss new home subdivisions in Santa Rosa County. They'll be joined by special guest Dan DeBose from Adams Homes of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County, Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Real quick here. So yesterday, some of the rulings that came out from the Supreme Court to let you know about. One was pertaining to, two of them were pertaining to the president's power and authority to fire people. They approved that he can fire heads of agencies, government agencies, but they denied that he can fire them if they're part of the Federal Reserve. So, for example, he tried to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter and tried to fire her over mortgage fraud allegations and things like that, which she denies. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can fire her. But when it came down to firing the Federal Reserve Board governor's member, Lisa Cook, they said, no, you can't do that. You need to have, what do they call it? Basically, he said, you got to have due process. That's what it was. It was like due process to fire Federal Reserve chair. So one win, executive branch can fire heads of agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and things like that. But you can't just fire members of the Federal Reserve without cause. And now, Gore even stated in part of his statement that Congress can come in and pass a law that restricts the presidential power to fire. But as of right now, legally, the president can do so. And I think that's actually something that's very important. That's been a problem in the past with both Democrats and Republicans, where a Democrat will go into office and then a head of some agency like the Federal Trade Commission or EPA or something like this, that's a non-elected, non-cabinet position, they were put in by a previous president. They're trying to fulfill the previous president's agenda, and then you come in and you go, hey, I want you to do this. And they're like, yeah, no, I'm going to keep doing what I was doing. And then you can't fire them. So, I get what people go, well, it create a lot of instability in D.C. if new president comes in every 4 years and gets rid of heads. Yeah, I think that's good. There's too much power with those unelected bureaucrats. And so this is how you get rid of that power. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We have our first accidents of the morning. There is a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, Gulf Breeze Parkway at Harvard Drive. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash West 9 Mile Road at Pinecone Drive. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Another loss for the Trump administration as it pertains to the Supreme Court ruling. They upheld the Mississippi law that allows mail-in ballots to be counted if they were received within 5 days after Election Day, which I'm actually for mail-in ballots. I have been for a long, long time because I think there's actually a lot of benefit to getting a mail-in ballot ahead of time and especially being able to look up the individual's down ballot, look up websites, look up their social media and things like that. In order to be a more informed voter that way. But receiving the ballots 5 days after Election Day, that means you could send your ballot in 3 days after the election was over. I am shocked that got upheld. It was a 5-4 ruling. And then finally, before the court handed down opinions, they handed Trump another loss. They declined to take up a case of his. They turned away the president's bid to overturn a jury's $5 million verdict, finding him liable of sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. She accused him of assaulting her in the mid-1990s. He denies her story. He wanted the courts to take up that case. They deny cases all the time. They deny the vast majority of requests to hear cases. But the president said he was still surprised to hear that they would not take that case up. So that's the update on the Supreme Court from yesterday. And then today, of course, they're going to be releasing a bunch of their all the rest of the cases today. Here's some dad jokes for you. What do you call a boomerang that won't come back? a stick. just a stick. There was, I was thinking about heading to Moscow, but there's no point in rushing into things. No point in rushing. Oh my gosh. Dad jokes. So good. What's the advantage of living in Switzerland? Well, the flag is a big plus. You get that if you don't understand the flag. You get it. You get it. Here's some random facts here for you. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer. Yep. Al Capone. What? That's funny. The 57 on Heinz 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles, not the Heinz 57 ketchup bottles, but the 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of varieties of pickles the company once had. Whoa. No piece of square dry paper can, porcupines can float in water. Really? Apparently they're like a cork. Interesting. That's going morning.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.